Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
Okay, great. Wow, my voice feels good again. So I'm happy because I was feeling a little bit like my voice is a bit raspy today. So somehow maybe as I began the show, I got more energized. So I'm super excited. I have a quote that I wrote, being that I have a background in photography and video productions. In my book, I wrote on page 27 a quote, "Life is like photography. We develop from the negatives." And this could be really powerful, a powerful metaphor for us understanding how to really look at the events that seem so dark in our lives. And if we can begin to really truly embrace the dark side and the negative things that, you know, in the physical world of duality, they seem so negative, your perspective begins to truly shift and you begin to experience life on a different level. So imagine you have this negative in your hand of the film and you're about to take it to the store like Walgreens or a place where you develop the negative, and you're about to give it in and they're going to develop it and turn it into a picture. So the more of these negatives you would have in your hand, the more pictures you get, right? In other words, you get a chance to discover so many powerful realities and images and beauty and concepts and being and space and breath through the fact that you actually celebrate what seems negative as you transform it into something beautiful, which you can call, existence or positive. So in essence, I think the beginning of happiness, the beginning of joy, the beginning of being ourselves, embracing our full spectrum of who we are, is to begin to actually celebrate those things that look like negative. Because in essence, in the world that we live in, the Creator wants the best for us, wants us to be abundant, wants us to be happy. And it's really about us knowing that the sun is shining all the time. It's just that sometimes the clouds get in the way and we think, oh, where's the light? It's disappeared. Where it's our own moods and emotions and variety of things that's going on inside ourselves that kind of make us feel that space of lack, the illusion of lack. So with that powerful principle set in place, I feel like we have a stronger way of looking at everything and being able to start today's show. So I'm super excited. We have with us a couple of people already on the call waiting with some questions. We have Janet Richmond with us, who we had about 10 days ago on the show. And so we got a lot of, great gains from the show, and we have her back again. I'm super excited. I have a question here that I'm going to already start. I have two questions I'm going to start asking Janet so that she can address them as we start. One is, this is from Ashley from Texas. Ashley's question is, what should I do if I have overly high standards for myself and I can't achieve them? That's one question. And then we have John from Los Angeles. John's question is, what do I do if it's too difficult to handle all my many tasks that are ahead of me every day? Now we have one more question. Let's see. When I wake up in the morning, I feel that I will fail for sure, that I don't even want to attempt things. So these are really powerful questions that I think they're pointing at a lot of different elements inside, including some perfectionism. So I'm going to let Janet gear towards that, the healing. And let's see. Let me go ahead and connect the lines. Bear with me right there. And then we also have Angel on the line with some questions to come. So she'll text me when she's ready with those questions. Let's see. Okay. Hi, Janet. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I sure can, Shaheen. Nice. So nice to be here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be on again. I really appreciate it. It's exciting. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm super excited too. So you have your... You have your floor set for you with all your questions, so I'm not even going to talk anymore.
Well, I just would like to say, because there is going to be another show, correct? There's one more that
yes.
we schedule, I believe,
yes.
on the 17th.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Those questions are fabulous, and what I'm going to do today will address some of those for sure. Actually,
okay.
all of them. But I'm wondering, because there's some... I want to do a healing today, and it'll be healing virtually
yes.
for everyone. I'm going to call in all of your
yes.
listeners, past, present, and future. And in, you know, before I heal, I'm going to explain just a little bit. Then we're going to do the healing, and I give every listener an opportunity to release their own issues, whatever they may be. It doesn't have to be what I say or discuss or bring up, but I think the next show can actually be the discussion place. But everyone who called in is going to get help today. So it's not
okay.
just because
yeah.
I'm not. Is that sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds fine. I mean, I believe that everyone will get their needs met as long as they tune in some form of way. So it sounds good.
Yes, I really encourage all the listeners to do the healing and to follow it along and to do it. And, you know, you can certainly do it too. It's up to you because I know you do other things maybe, but I think that's
well
the
tuned
best.
In.
So
sounds really
do...
good.
Okay, cool. Well, what I'm going to do is we're really talking about stress today, but what is stress? Stress is really a byproduct that we all have in our lives in various places from different arenas. It's a byproduct of overwork. So the person who wakes up and thinks he can't get all the tasks done in that day, that's stressful. It deals with change. It deals with trauma. It deals with difficult illnesses or difficult relationships, you know, financial worries. I mean, all sorts of things can generate that stress in our life. And that's why this healing being on stress and the causes of stress really is going to address all the questions that came up. But to be more specific, we'll talk about it next week. Now, there are many modalities already out there that help us deal with the stress. A few are maybe breathing techniques, some sort of therapy, financial planners, life coaches, any kind of, there's just many, many different types of modalities. And those are all powerful and all good, and they can bring relief to the individuals. But today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to focus on healing the causes of the stress. So we're going to help, this healing will help disarm the anxieties, the fears, the feelings of hopelessness or powerlessness or pain and suffering, et cetera, et cetera. It even will help reduce the constant reminders that trigger the emotional aspects that keep us in that rat wheel of a stressful situation. So it's going to be really addressing these underlying causes, because stress is the byproduct, it's not cause. Now, so I just want to talk, it's okay for me to just keep talking, right?
Yes, please. We're tuned in.
Yeah, okay.
We're interested in.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we've actually created all the situations in our lives, and we may not be aware that we're 100% responsible, but in the free will, because in the free will kingdom, the free will is actually held at the soul level, not at the mind level. So we say, well, I didn't choose that, because we're thinking of the mind's conscious level, the decision about this, that, or the other. But what happens is we allow things to happen to us. In the free will kingdom, there's no trespass. So nothing can happen to us, guys, unless we've allowed it at some level. And much of the time, we're allowing it because of the energetics that we carry. Now, many people, I know your listeners are well-educated, but I'm just going to briefly discuss these energetics because this is what I'm addressing in the healing. When we go through each life, every single thought, every single emotion, every single concept, idea, gift, and talent we develop, every belief system we take on, all of those things in every single life, it's moved into our energetic field. Your etheric bodies that you carry, the higher selves have names for them, and the names aren't that important, but just know that we have a very efficient storage place for all those energetics that we carry. So when we lay aside the body in each life, or when we die, we leave behind the body, but we don't leave behind the energetics. So at the soul level, we fold all the energetics from every life into that conglomerate soul. And those energetics carry a lot of stuff, misunderstandings, hurts, wounds, fears, beliefs of all types and sorts. We've been in so many hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, so we've been in so many different belief systems. Many of our lives are from Middle Ages and Dark Ages kind of situations, and we carry fears and all the traumas we've experienced. So at the soul level, we're carrying all of those energetics. And it's those energetics that are giving permission, so to speak, that keep us on the rat wheel of the stress. Because the energetics are part of the weed that creates our outer reality. They're the fuel that creates the outer reality. And I'm saying this in a really quick nutshell because I want to get straight to the healing. But I want you guys to understand that when we do the healing, what we're doing is what you guys are going to be doing is you're going to be neutralizing, disarming, dissolving the energetics. And we carry so many negative kind of energetics, and that's what we're really going to be dealing with. So what we want to do is by neutralizing and disarming the energetics, guess what? We are actually going to change our outer reality. And we don't have to neutralize all the energetics. It comes step by step. Each time you go through it, the neutralizing process, which is really simple, and I'm going to explain it in just a sec, each time those are done. They can never come back to haunt you. What happens, though, is we have more layers. And it's the soul, each individual listener out there at the soul level, you're going to be making the decision of how many or how much or how deep you're going to let go of the energetics. So the healing Great. Is in two parts. Okay, excuse me?
I love the explanation you're giving.
Oh, well, good. You understand it?
Thank you.
I should check with you. Okay,
thank it you. Sounds really good.
Jackie. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, we use the divine light that we carry. I didn't mention it in the last show that I was on with you. And we use that divine light. Every single soul carries it. The higher self call it the pure soul essence, but it's not about the name. That's just a name. It's the energy behind it. And I will explain a little bit more about it, but it is that light that we are going to be using. And so first step we have to do is we have to give permission to that light to work in our lives and at this moment to do the healing, because it's divine energy and it cannot trespass the free will. So what do? We invite it in. We give it permission. We say, okay, you can help me now. So if the divine energy could trespass, then none of us would have any problems. We would just, everything would be fine all the time. But it isn't like that. We do have to call it in. So the first part is going to be the amalgamation. The second part is I'm going to be moving to the healing, and I'm going to encourage all of you to heal yourself using your own light, and I will be instructing you how to do it as we go. And when I start the healing and I say, okay, I'm seeing this or that issue here, I want you to just see, imagine, sense, feel that this energy, these energetics are moving away from your physical body, out of your etheric bodies, out of the soul mind, and moving into that light. That light will neutralize the energies and then absorb them. They can never come back and haunt you. If you, can't see or feel or anything, it's okay, because I was a rock when I first started. I couldn't see or sense anything, but I kept seeing shifts and changes in my life. I knew it was working. And you will eventually get to the point where you can see and feel it. But if you can't, you can just say the words, I am releasing whatever it is that I speak about. So I always use the example of shame. Let's say I say, I see shame in here. It is holding us back. Let's release shame. So I want you just to say, I am releasing shame. And you can actually, some of you will feel it. You'll feel an intense release. Some of you won't. Some of you just sense it. It doesn't matter one way or the other whether you see it or feel it. I want you to just let it go. Now, there may be things that I say or encourage people to release that you think, oh, I don't have that. Well, I do want to say that we all have a little bit of everything. We just have it to different degrees, and we have it to different, it manifests in our outer reality in different ways. We don't know what went on in all those other lifetimes. Let it go anyway. For example, I'm going to work on health issues, because certainly health issues can be extremely stressful, not only for the people who have health issues, but for those around them. So maybe you have a very healthy life and you say, well, health issues really isn't one of my things in this life. I still want you to let it go, because I have to say, there isn't any one of us that hasn't had a life where we've had illness problems or health issues on some level. So whether you can relate to it or not, just let it go. And heaven forbid you don't have something, then it just doesn't get let go. No harm, no foul. There is no way the divine energies can force or push or manipulate or control. The divine energies we carry only work in your highest ideal and in accord to your own divine plan. So you're okay. And really, if there's something at the soul level you don't want to release, you won't. And that's typical. Most of the time, we don't release everything all at once. We release it in layers, because the shifts and changes, the soul needs to acclimate a little bit before it's ready to let go of a few more layers. And so we're not going to release all, especially in a mini healing that we're doing today. But you're going to get started. Everything we do is going to help. Okay. So
okay.
I'm going to get started. Okay. Thank you, Shaheen.
Releasing.
You know, I do this so much on my own levels. That I'm sort of used. What'd you say?
I said, I'm telling myself I'm releasing on all levels. Those things I'm aware of, those things I'm not aware of, those things from past lives, those things I won't even know about. We're just letting it go.
Great. You're a good example for the listeners. Terrific, Shaheen. really appreciate it. Okay, so I'm going to start the healing now, giving you a little. By the way, when you release, you might see stuff or envision or imagine it coming out as dark energy in some way. The dark simply means, you know, it gives you an indication that things are being released, and you could see it in the smoke. You could see it as, you know, oil out of an oil gusher. Sometimes I see things oozing. Sometimes I see it in like altered reality form, where it comes out looking like people, humanoid shapes, blobs. I mean, you can see it in any way, you can imagine it in any way, and but you don't have to see it in any way. We tend to, sometimes we create visuals, and so I'm just saying, don't be upset by whatever visuals you get. It just means you're moving the stuff out, which is the whole purpose. Okay, so I'm going to start, so I encourage everyone to shut their eyes. If you can, some listeners might be in the car or something, but the reason for shutting the eyes, again, is to keep the focus of attention. The visual field can be very distracting, so I'm going to ask that each and every one of you begin by closing the eyes and maybe just taking a few deep breaths.
I just want to quickly say, if anybody's driving, please make sure to stop and don't do this while driving.
Well, the good news is you can certainly listen and hear and see what goes on, and you can also listen to the archive later when you can sit there and actually do the healing. In fact, I do a lot of healing on myself when I'm driving, but I don't go to deep layers. I've done it for so many years, it's automatic pilot for me. I kind of set up the motion, but when you're starting, do not do it driving, if you see what I mean.
Great.
But yes, I do it walking. I do it with my eyes open quite a bit, but I didn't do it that way when I first started. It was, you know, years of practice and experience, and then, you know, became second nature to me. Okay, so again, I'd like everyone to quiet their minds and close the eyes if possible. Take a few deep breaths and just bring that focus of attention to the right here and the right now. The focus of attention is extremely important because that focus of attention is actually the turn on switch. It's what turns on, activates the divine energies. It's what we use to give permission to those energies, and we use it to, for example, to start focusing on that pure soul essence, that energetic part that each and every soul, from the lowliest grain of sand to the highest, most evolved being, carries. And it is everything that the originating source was, is, and is becoming. In essence, it is our purest and most perfect and most potent point of power. And once we are aware of it, once we are aware of how we can use it, then we, if we do use it, it is absolutely going to change our lives. And so today we're moving into using it. But I want you first to begin by focusing your attention on that pure soul essence. It's our symbolic light within, the symbolic divine within. You can call it what you want, but it is powerful. And I want you to simply stand in the center of that light, watching it, feeling it, experiencing it, growing and becoming and expanding all around you, encompassing the totality of who you are, the totality of your soul, of your mind, of your body, bringing that divine light in through and around all of your beingness, known and unknown. There are many parts of the soul that you might not know about. It makes no difference. The divine energy knows. By focusing on it, you are moving that energy to encompass the totality of who you are. Please understand that the... Strike that. I'm going to move on. There's just so much, but I don't have much time. So, okay, so this divine light, this energetic light, this beautiful light is expanding, and I feel it, sense it, and imagine it. And I forgot to call in all the listeners, past, present, and future. The higher self are indicating that they already came in because that was my intention. All of the souls, past, present, and future, not just the current listeners, are part of this healing, and they are also moving into and standing in the center of this divine light. Now, okay, I also want to call in the totality of all the higher selves. I did explain higher self last time I was on. In essence, this is a very high frequency of evolutionary energy that you each and all of you carry. It's fifth dimensional nature. The fifth dimension is in the divine world kingdom. We need to also focus on becoming one with our own fifth dimensional higher selves within in order to activate them and give them permission to be part of the healing. And the higher selves are indicating that this has been done. We are also going to amalgamate with the not only with our own higher self, but with the conglomerate higher self of all of those who are taking part in this healing, past, present, and future. I'm calling in any other higher selves from any other realm or direction to also join with us. And a lot of energy moved in. We are a very powerful stream of energy and a stream of light here. And in essence, each one of us is a beacon of light. But now I'm going to ask that we all be joined in one accord so that the beacons, the individual beacons now, have joined and become a beautiful, powerful array of light. One more step, which I didn't do last time, but I'm adding it for the healing. We are this whole huge array of light that's bigger than this planet, which has moved out even into the human kingdom universe, is also being moved into the center, symbolic center of the originating source, the symbolic womb of the originating source that carries a very powerful creative life force energy that will help give birth for all of us to that healing that we're working for, working on, and want to manifest to be created in our life patterns. So this is a beautiful energy, very powerful. We're tapped into the oneness. That's the network, the symbolic network, the symbolic oneness, symbolic connection of all souls at all levels, at all times. We're making that conscious connection here. It's also the guarantee by moving into the symbolic center of the originating source. It's the guarantee that the healing will be done at the very highest level for each and every person. We always want to be healing at the highest level. If we can read at the high school level, we don't want to be reading a fifth grade book. It is always the highest level. Never can hurt, never can harm, control, or manipulate. Brings the energies, the information in for each and every person at the level, the highest level they can utilize and manifest. So that's happening right now. And we are all in place. And I do want to mention that the light, when we do create this huge array of light and move into the infinite reservoir that we've moved into with the conscious connection with the originating source, this light puts out a call, and there's literally legions of souls. I see each and every time legions of souls in body and out of body that come in and they partake of whatever they need in that light. And it is beautiful. I can't remember if I spoke about it last week, but it will be happening throughout the healing. These are souls that are, for the most part, unaware that they carry their own light. They come in, they take the pieces of the originating source that they are ready to utilize, and then they move aside and more legions move in. The light is also used to neutralize the astral planes, the negative astral, and for many other things, which I'm not going to go into because I'm running out of time already. So we're now going to begin to do the healing section, and I want you simply to be standing in your light, remain conscious of the amalgamation with that pure soul essence light, with your higher self, with the conglomerate higher self, and with the originating source. And from that space, I want you just to begin to let go of whatever energetics you carry, known and unknown, named and unnamed. So if I don't say something and it comes up for you, you go ahead and let it go. And I want to just begin with, since I spoke about it, I want to begin with illness. Any illness patterns, minor illness, major illness, chronic illness, life-threatening illness, even disabilities, even physical hurts and wounds. Anything related to the physical body that creates the stress in your life and perhaps even in others around you. I want you to let go of all of those illness patterns, the despair, the frustration, the feeling of stress, all the stress that comes from illness. Maybe there's financial stress. Maybe there's physical stress because you still, despite an illness, you have chores or things that you need to do, babies to take care of, parents to take care of, whatever it is. Sometimes many times when we have physical illnesses or whatever, we also have pressures. In addition to that, very few of us can put full attention on illness. So I want you on the illness we might be carrying. So I want you to release all the illness patterns, all causes of the illness, and know that you are releasing both at the physical level and the energetic level. You're doing a body detox at the same time as you're doing an energetic detox. You are letting these energies go, and just continue to let it go in the light. It comes out everywhere around. Sometimes there's belief systems attached. Oh, this is something I need to go through because I must have done something bad. It's my karmic debt. I need to atone. I want you to let go of all of that too, because we do as souls bring things in that we believe we need to bring in at that soul level. But we have a lot of confusion, and we need to just let go of, I must deserve this illness. I must deserve this problem. I've hurt others, so I need this hurt. Please let go of any and all of that. Next, I want to work on financial problems. Any lack, any financial lack, any material lack, any lack of security financially, any and all I can't afford belief systems, any and all struggles to, in whatever way, to put food on the table or to have a roof over the head, the constant struggles of working one, two, or three, or more jobs, the constant focus on trying to find financial support and security, and I want you to, everybody, to let go of that. That can be extremely stressful, and in many of the lives we've had, it may not have been financial money like we have now, but we've had many lives with subsistence living, where just finding the foods that we needed to eat could be very, very difficult. We live through droughts, and we live through floods, and we live through natural disasters where the foods, the shelters were ruined or destroyed or lost. And so we've had all of these patterns. So I want you to let go of anything and everything related to the material good that we have been missing or lacking. Okay, fears and anxieties. We're moving on to fears and anxieties. Fear, of course, is part of all of these patterns I'm talking about, but I want to address it just on its own. The fears of anything and everything that we all have fears about, fears of success, fears of failure, fears I can't meet the challenge, fears I can't get through my day, that caller who was saying, how can I get everything done? Fears of phobias, all the kinds of fears, fears of flying, fears of heights, fears of clowns. I mean, anything and everything that we have fears about, and each individual listening to this will know what they're afraid of. I don't need to name every single fear. Understand that there isn't a life we haven't had with fear in it for some reason. And I want everyone to understand there's a deep well of fear, and without even naming the fears in specifics, you can just see, feel, or imagine a deep well of fear being let go into the outer reality, and it's taking with it anxiety, stress, all of the causes, known and unknown, the traumas, the dramas, the hurts, the wounds, all of the things that have happened to us to cause fears to manifest. And so just allow that to stream out and just take with it the stress that's associated with fear. There's also the ideas of powerlessness and hopelessness and helplessness is rampant and is very stressful. When we move into a situation, or we have been in a situation, or we know of situations that seem completely hopeless, that we're powerless to change them, that we're helpless to change them, that there's no options out there, that is so stressful. We feel like there's nothing, no solutions, no resolutions, and the stress from that can be unreal. And those ideas of powerlessness and hopelessness and helplessness fall in and are part of all the things that I've talked about and even will talk about. Of course, illness, we can feel hopeless or powerless. We might think we have some sort of genetic disease, and we're helpless to change that. I want everyone to let go of all of the helplessness, the hopelessness, and the powerlessness. At the end, once I do the releases, I'm going to bring in some very powerful divine energies, because we always work both sides of the coin. We release the negative energetics, and we bring in the divine energies that symbolically fill in the spaces of what we've let go, and they also help shift the energetics, bring them into a much more positive frequency. Okay, I just have three more to do. I want to have everyone release the stress and the change that comes into life. We're all involved in a lot of changes. Our realities are changing very fast. There are many reasons for that, but change can be stressful and it can be fearful. Change can be difficult. Whether it's we lose a job and now we have to find something new, or maybe we purposely find a job, but now we're in a new job and that's scary. Maybe we actually move. Maybe we change partners. Maybe we move from married to divorce. Maybe we move from pregnant to having the baby. Whatever the change is, of course, many changes can be very positive, but they can also still bring stress. So I want the idea that change is scary, change is, sometimes we feel like we're a victim if the change is coming without our choosing. So I want everybody to let go of the idea of being victims, the idea of being helpless, the idea of, hey, it's not fair, you know, I didn't ask for this, I didn't ask to lose my job or have my, you know, an earthquake knock down my home. I want everyone to let go of all of that frustration, the anger, the bitterness, the fears, everything that comes up that can be part of change. There, I could go on and for an hour on all of these. So, but we're moving on to relationships, the stress that we feel in relationships. It can be familial relationships, relationships with our siblings, with our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles. It can be stress on the children we have, stress in relationships with our children, our also the significant partner kind of relationships. It can be stresses with coworkers, stresses with bosses, supervisors, those that we are bossing and supervising. There are stresses in almost every kind of relationship for many different reasons. And so I want everyone to let go of what's underneath all of that, the communication problems, the misunderstandings, the misconceptions, the hurts, the wounds that we feel, the blame, the idea that it's somebody else's fault, the judgments, any patterns of attacking ourselves or attacking others, any patterns of you know, anger, revenge feelings, wanting to get back at, you know, anything that comes up with relationships. And also the perspective of sometimes we feel we're locked into a relationship that isn't good, so we want to let go of all those belief systems about the relationship, good, bad, or indifferent, because belief systems, everything we believe, that limits us. And it holds us like a glass ceiling. And we can stay in a relationship that isn't good because for some reason we have belief that this is our only option. So I want all of those kind of things to be released, let go, put in the light. And I want to just tune in for 1 second because I'm able to tune into the general populace. But the higher selves are showing me a beautiful picture. There is a lot going on. People are releasing big time. People are really moving a lot of those energetics out. This is very, very, very powerful and exciting and positive. Of course, I can't get down to each individual, but they are giving me the thumbs up. So I gather that just everyone is releasing. Even though you might be unconscious of it, even though you might not be totally focused because you're, you know, things, you know, phone rings or people talking to you or you hear, you know, a siren outside the window, it's okay. You are going and you are releasing. There's one more that I want to address, and this also is reflective of one of the questions, and that is the pressures and burdens that we have on ourselves and our lives of all kinds, alone in life. That's a pressure that we don't have a support system, that, you know, there isn't anyone there for us, and I want everyone to let go that alone patterns, all the feelings of hurt or isolation, the difficulties of doing things or believing that we won't have help, the feeling pressures that you can't get everything done that you need to get done, which was one of those questions. I want everyone to let go of those pressures and the bar of perfection, which has another, you know, another was related to another question. We carry, many of us carry this bar of perfection or a very high bar of how we have to accomplish something. And unfortunately, when we accomplish 95%, all we can see is the 5% we didn't accomplish. And we often read it out as we failed. And I want everyone to let go of that high bar, that bar of perfection, to understand that that high bar is too high for anyone, that we, just by being who we are, we're already perfect, guys. We already carry that pure soul essence. And I want everyone to let go of that high bar of expectation on ourselves. Expectation can be a dangerous thing, because if we don't meet expectations or if others don't meet our expectation, it brings disappointment, frustration, anger, upset, stress on many different levels. So I want expectations to go. I want assumptions to go. I want all of the pressures that we put on ourselves to be let go into the light. Trust me, all of that comes from the energetic system that has created a complicated belief system and viewpoints and perspectives. Okay. There are other burdens, feeling between a rock and a hard place. We're in situations or conditions where we only see plan A or plan B, or we're at a fork in a road. We can either go left or right, and neither one is one we want. Both of them we see as being something negative, but we don't know how to find something in the middle. There is no obvious road in the middle. And this is a huge pressure, a huge burden, and it really creates stress because we don't know where to go. So I want everyone to let go of the idea that there, again, it's related to hopelessness, that it's hopeless, that there's only two choices, only two solutions, only this or that, zig or zag. And I want everyone to let that go. And I'm getting very dangerously close. You guys can still release. I need to bring in the divine energies. The higher selves are indicating, because of time, they are already putting around each individual what I call, what they have indicated, is a type of cocoon. It is your own energy, and this cocoon energy will allow you to continue to process, even though the show will be over. This cocoon will also help you acclimate to the change in your energetic field, because that change can, sometimes you can feel tired or even hyper, a little bit sick or whatever. So it's going to help you adjust to that change. And while that cocoon is on, we're going to activate some very powerful divine energies to move in, to fill in what's being left empty. And I want to call in divine material balance, divine higher heart consciousness, which is divine love. I want to call in divine hope to counterbalance the hopelessness. I want to call in divine health. Divine material balance is to help with the financial, bring in the financial. We want to call in divine security, divine connection, connecting with ourselves, connecting with others, divine relationships, divine understanding, divine vision and expanded perception. Anyway, I know I'm running out of time, so I know I have to stop. I'm so sorry, Shaheen. Anyway, it's all ongoing, and the higher self, all the divine energies are moving in through and around the totality of all of the cocoons And you have a lot, not only is the energy going to you, the healing happening with each of you, but because we've set up this conglomerate approach, it is being taken out to other individuals. And it's spreading further than you can imagine. And I'm not going to get into that because it's time for Shaheen to come back on. I'm so sorry.
All right. So that was wonderful. Thank you so much again to Janet Richmond. She is offering a really amazing gift, which is unbelievable. She's offering a 1 hour gift session to the first few people that connect through either the replay or through me or through directly to herself. And the information is in the blog description. As you can see, she is very detailed in the ability to help you really release lifetimes of things we may be holding on to. So it's really, really powerful, and I encourage everyone to connect with her and to take advantage of what's available. This is the gift of now, and, you know, I don't think sometimes we have excuses, oh, I couldn't get the help because I didn't have the session or the right person or the money. But right now, we can tell ourselves, I really want to make a shift. It's here. It's available. And you're getting an incredible $250 or more valued gift right here in this gift that she's offering from her heart. So that's really awesome.
I do want to say that, Shaheen, I just want to mention that in the session, it gets focused totally on one person. So it's very personal. What's happening for you, where your own personal soul scrambles are. Sometimes I get past lives that are coming into play, manifesting things here in this life. I get a lot of stuff that's all personal to you, very different than the general healing. But the general healing, in fact, is very powerful. But the personal sessions are really great, and I'm so happy to offer them to the first few people who come.
Yes, wonderful. I mean, if they're listening, if you're listening to this live session and the recording later or the replay, and then you do a personal session with Janet, I think you have it all together because it's got the group and the personal, so it's wonderful. To complete today's talk, once again, my name is Shaheen Jedian. For those of you who are listening and tuning in at the end, I am the author of Divine Prescription for Life, and I want to quote something from my book, from page 158. I wrote there, it's more harmonious to accept that life is not always harmonious. And so I'm going to complete the show with that. And I invite you to join us with Janet Richmond again in the future. You'll see the postings for the future dates. And God bless. Thank you again, Janet.
Thank you, Shaheen, so much.
Thank you. God bless.